Good evening. Once more, we come to an industry managed and operated by father and sons. There's a surprising number of such industries in Western Michigan. Among them are the A.M. Todd Company, the Hammond Machinery Company, the Gerber Company of Fremont, and the Wolverine Shoe and Tanning Corporation of Rockford. There are many others which we have described on previous programs in this series. That certainly wouldn't have been true a generation ago. Then it was the fashion for young men to go west, or to a larger city, or to start a new business of their own. This new pattern, and I think we are safe in calling it that, is a sign of the stabilization of American life. The rather surprising thing is the fact that these father-son managed industries are run so successfully, and that fathers and sons seem to hit it off so well together. That certainly is true in the case of the industry which we are to visit this evening, the Brundage Company. The president of the company, H.F. Brundage, is not by any means an old man, and he's very active in the organization. He gets around the plant a great deal, and many of the workers bring their personal problems to him. We'll say more about that in a few minutes. Joe E. Brundage, one of the elder Brundage's sons, is in charge of production, and he's also secretary of the corporation, while Ward Brundage, the other son, is treasurer and in charge of sales. Besides the three Brundages, there are only two other stockholders of the company, both veteran employees. One of these, M.A. Bender, is no longer active, but retains the title of vice president. The other vice president, W.A. Rockefeller, also serves as the company's chief engineer. The Brundage Company makes blowers for furnaces and does metal fabrication work for a number of Kalamazoo firms and outside companies. The business has grown by leaps and bounds during the last few years. Three plants are now used here in Kalamazoo with a total floor space of around 67,000 square feet. The main plant is on North Park Street, just north of the New York Central tracks. This is the main fabricating shop. On Ransom Street, plant number two completes and assembles the blower units. And a third plant on Cameron Street is used for warehousing and shipping. About 143 people are presently employed, mostly men. At the time of World War I, practically all home furnaces in the country were of the gravity type. That is, they operated on the principle that warm air rises and cold air falls. In order to obtain greater heating efficiency, the idea of forced air heating developed in the 1920s. Through the use of fans, the warm air is forced into the space to be heated. The latest thing in this line is a very neat blower filter package unit which converts a gravity heating plant to one which will produce uniform temperature in every room, provide filtered air, and make for economical operation. It's made in a wide range of types and sizes by Brundage for residential or commercial requirements. These units are sold to jobbers who in turn sell them to the dealers who sell them to the customer. The blower assemblies are sold to prominent furnace manufacturers and are also adaptable to such uses as ventilation, air conditioning, and cooling in homes, stores, schools, churches, auditoriums, and industrial plants. Brundage, however, does not make the very large type of blowers. 15 or 20% of the company's business consists of special metal fabricated products on order. 33 companies in all are served at the present time. Hoods for diesel installations are, for example, one type of product turned out in this department. Earlier in its history, the company had other lines also. From 1926 until January 1, 1946, the company was in the built-up roofing business. That was sold out to R.T. Brundage, a nephew of H.F. Brundage. Sheet metal contracting, including installations, was done up until the first of this year. At one time, the company also was in the retail furnace business. Today, more than half the warm air furnaces in the country are forced air installations. Brundage was one of the pioneers of the industry in the Middle West. Brundage and one other company share the honor of having first used the centrifugal type of fan. This centrifugal type of blower is now in universal use for such purposes. The main raw material used, of course, is steel, but due to the shortage of that metal, a considerable amount of aluminum also is needed. Incidentally, Brundage is also a pioneer in the field of aluminum welding. The steel requirements of the Brundage Company run about a carload a day. I saw some of the finest metalworking machinery there that I've seen anywhere in this country. One contraption called a gun welder increased production 2.5 times. a specially built machine for automatic hot riveting, fastens in place all the fins on one of these fan wheels at a single operation. Another fascinating operation is the balancing of these fan wheels so that they will rotate evenly. A testing machine shows exactly where additional weight is needed and just how much. It works something like the machines which show how the wheels on your automobile are rotating, only these are much more accurate. After the test is made, a little bit of metal of just exactly the correct weight is soldered onto the right spot. Brundage is the second largest manufacturer of furnace blowers in the country today. The company has 13 salesmen in key centers and advertises in 4 trade journals. Demand is still well ahead of supply. The Brundages came from a family which has lived in Kalamazoo for many years. The elder Brundage is a son of O.W. Brundage, who was well known as a contractor in this city for many years. His son, H.F. Brundage, started as an architectural engineer and then turned to accounting. He was connected with several Kalamazoo firms until he got the idea that he wanted to start into business for himself. In 1919, he went into partnership with Harry S. Baird to form the Kalamazoo Blowpipe and Sheet Metal Company. The partnership ended in 1921, and in 1928, the name of the company was changed to the present one, the Brundage Company. At first, fans were purchased elsewhere to be used in furnace installing by the Brundage Company. The next step was to buy the parts and assemble the blowers. In 1927, no other company had come on the market with a blower developed especially for this purpose, and so Brundage decided to go into the manufacture of blowers and to distribute them nationally. About this same time, a blower appeared in Jackson, Michigan, which was made by the Furblow Company of Hermansville, Michigan, and it never was determined which of these two firms was actually the first on the market. At any rate, Brundage was certainly one of the pioneers in centrifugal blowers, as we noted earlier. While H.F. Brundage was building up a business, he also was raising a family. Both Ward and Joe Brundage attended Michigan State College and took the course in mechanical engineering. Ward, the elder son, entered the business until Joe graduated, and then Ward gave over his place to Joe and worked for other Kalamazoo firms for several years. When the war broke out, both the boys got into the fight and spent better than 4 years in the service. Joe was assigned to the arsenal at Watervliet, New York, where he became very much interested in production problems. When the war was over, he told his father that he wanted to get into the production end of the business. Well, that worked out splendidly, because Ward was more interested in sales. And so both boys are with the company now, doing exactly what they like best. Another important cog in the organization is W.A. Rockefeller, better known as Rocky around the plant. He came with Brundage 25 years ago last March. As chief engineer, he has charge of the developmental and research activities. It was largely through him that I found out that the father-son relationship in the Brundage Company works out beautifully. He remarked on another point, and that's the splendid relationship between the company and the people who work in the plant. The top brass do not just sit in their offices, they're out in the plant a lot. Most of the workers know the elder Mr. Brundage very well, and they often come to him for advice on personal problems. Should they buy a new refrigerator on the installment plan? Ought they to invest their savings in a certain venture, and so on? In the plant organization, no superintendent is employed. Department foremen are directly responsible to top management. Mr. Brundage's door is always open if any worker, from the newest employee to the oldest, wants to come in and talk things over. With me in the studio this evening is one of the younger members of the Brundage organization, Miles Batterson, who is Mike to everyone around the plant. Now, Mike is a Kalamazoo boy who attended Kalamazoo College and then went on in engineering at the University of Michigan. After serving a stretch in the Army, he came back to Kalamazoo, finished his educational course, and then went to work for Brundage. Well, Mike, tell us why you went to work for Brundage.
Well, I guess like everyone else that got out of the Army and had to go to school, I had to get a part-time job. I got that job at Brundage. After about a month, I noticed that the company attitude was different than any place I'd worked before.
Is that so? How? In what way?
Well, they were so friendly. I mean, there was no management or workers. It was all one big group. Naturally, I began to wonder how I'd fit into it once I got out of school. So, one morning, Saturday morning, I was working, and the top brass, as you put it, came down to where I was working in the machine shop and asked me if I had any plans for my future. Well, I was thinking right along that same line, wondering how I could work for Brundage to an advantage. Therefore, it was explained to me that by Mr. Brundage himself that he would like me to work for them and to organize a cost department upon graduation.
Do you have that new cost department functioning now?
Yes, we have a separate department entirely. It is organized functionally between production and engineering, and of course correlated with accounting.
Did you find that what you had learned while you were in college and university helped you a great deal in your present work?
I believe indirectly it did. I didn't study cost accounting specifically, but engineering and liberal arts make a good background. Now that you ask me, I feel it coincides very nicely with my previous studies.
Well, that's interesting. I gather there's a certain fascination, Mike, about working with metals that sort of infects everybody that works in a shop like yours or a plant like yours.
I find a terrific fascination with metal works. There's so many things that can be done to it. Take our case, for instance. Although we have thousands of parts in our own products, we manufacture literally thousands for other people, and they're always different.
I suppose it's fun to see all the things that can be done with metals.
It is. There's some terrific things done with it.
A great many new developments in the last few years, I gather.
Yes, we've had new developments. I think you mentioned one of our machines that took us a long time to develop and does a very rapid job.
Some of those have been specially made for your plant, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, for being with us. You've told us a very interesting story about a Kalamazoo boy who went to a Kalamazoo educational institution and now has a responsible job with the Kalamazoo industry. It's a very fine record, and good luck to you and the Brundage Company. That concludes our story of the Brundage Company, ladies and gentlemen, another business where you can find Western Michigan at work. Now, next week, I think we have an especially interesting program for every one of you who is listening. It's about the L.A. Darling Company of Brunson and Coldwater. They make all kinds of display equipment, including mannequins. And this business of making mannequins is, in many ways, a very interesting and unique story. So I hope that you'll be with us next Tuesday evening when we bring you the story of the L.A. Darling Company of Brunson and Coldwater.